Dr. Judith Brett is a politics specialist from La Trobe University who's written a history of the Liberal Party. She joins us now in Melbourne. Judith Brett, thanks for being there.
It's fine.
Tony Abbott leads the Liberal Party. Will he turn it into a fringe party of the right, as some disgruntled Liberals were warning before the vote?
Well, I think that's certainly the danger. We saw a very strong and fairly contrite performance from him, I think, when he accepted the leadership, in which he acknowledged that he needs to take a more consensual approach than he has hitherto. So I guess we just have to wait and see. I mean, having seen his performance, his form, if you like, it's a big ask for him, in my view.
Who do you blame for the turmoil in the Liberal Party?
Peter Costello.
For not taking the leadership?
Yes, I think so. I mean, it was always going to be very difficult. The Liberals had an extremely difficult time in the 1980s when they went into opposition. So knowing the history of the party deeply, as he does, Peter Costello would have known that, and he would have known the dangers he was exposing the party to by not taking on the leadership when everybody expected him to.
So do you think the party has essentially been divided since then, or has Malcolm Turnbull fermented more division?
Well, I think Turnbull's clearly fermented more division, but that's what happens to the Liberal Party when it's in opposition. There was division, between the so-called wets and dries in the 1980s. And so Costello should have been aware of that that danger. And the Liberal Party's sort of major organisational principle, if you like, is leadership, strength of leadership and loyalty to the strong leader. And I think coming out of that election defeat, Peter Costello was the best placed to provide a unifying leadership.
Well, clearly a unifying leadership is what's required now, but does Tony Abbott, the man who's described himself as Mr. People Skills, does he have the capacity to unite this party?
Well, I don't think he does, myself, because I think Tony is a natural sort of naysayer. He's an opponent. He likes taking the unpopular view and attacking what he sees as being the sort of politically correct, lazy consensus. That's a useful position, I think, for somebody to take in politics, to be a sort of a gadfly in some ways, but I don't know whether it's a position that's compatible with the sort of leadership that the Liberal Party now needs.
Was this a vote, as some have said, for the Liberal Party's soul? And if so, where's that soul now?
Well, I mean, I'm not... I think the soul... what I think is interesting about this is that it was a vote between the backbench, who are concerned, in marginal electorates, concerned about their electoral survival and kept talking about the electorate, small business, family, pensioners. And Malcolm Turnbull, who in his press conference talked about Woodside and continually talked about the fact that the big end of town, if you like, but the major producer groups were very pleased with the deal that the Liberal Party had been able to get, the concessions that they'd been able to get in the Rudd legislation. And so I see it as being like a split between small and big business in some ways. I mean, the Liberal Party has always had those two constituencies, but now they're at loggerheads.
Well, the Liberal Party has always been, as John Howard liked to say, a broad church, but has it ever been this divided?
All parties are broad churches. I mean, we only have two parties and we've got a complex society. So,
Has the party ever been this divided?
Not publicly. It may have been, I think, quite divided in the 80s over some issues, and I think quite bitterly divided, but it wasn't played out in public in the way it has been this time.
Well, speaking of division, one of the interesting questions is the future of Malcolm Turnbull. Some are suggesting that he may even now form a new party. Do you think that's likely?
No, I don't. I don't. Forming parties is very difficult. I mean, I suppose he could try to emulate Don Chipp and replace the position of the now defunct Democrats, but I think it's a big ask.
Judith Brett, at Reader in Politics at La Trobe University, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.